Around the time of the Manchurian Incident, 1931, rural poverty reached an extreme level and political measures were necessary. However, early party politics was chaotic, as described below. And as a result, Japanese citizens looked to forces other than political parties. It is believed that it was precisely because of this historical background that assassinations of government officials by civilians and coups by young army and navy officers occurred. Professor Tsutsui summarizes it below. During this period, universal suffrage was introduced and the number of voters increased dramatically. So elections required a large amount of money, and there were various irregularities regarding political funds. In addition, exposing such irregularities by the opposition party would damage its party image and in some cases could lead to the resignation of the ruling cabinet. Therefore, a battle of exposure was engaged in enthusiastically. A typical example was when the scandals of the opposition party's administration spread to the ministers of the ruling cabinet, leading to some current minister resigning. Ultimately, this resulted in significantly lowering the image of party politics as a whole. Example, Hamaguchi cabinet's investigation into the five private railway scandal, omitted. The problem was that bribery was committed not only in elections, but also against Diet members to favour their own party in the Diet, and that frequent disruptions to proceedings and fights in the Diet chamber itself led to continued chaos there, greatly lowering its prestige. Let's also confirm this with statistics, omitted. The public must have been fed up with this. This is why it was called the Zoo and the Hibiya Theatre, so named because of its location, meaning it was little more than a spectacle. The mass media intellectuals, while maintaining their stance of criticising the two established major parties, began to hope that the more innovative military, or Konoe, Fumimaru, and the new system would be able to improve the situation.